Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hulu Plus. Yes, Hulu Plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Try it now and get a cool special deal, a free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, can I have a timpani?
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Music maestro.
You want music?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do this first.
Oh, we can do that right now.
And then we're going to talk to Angie Goff.
Angela Goff, we're going to give her a call?
Yes, absolutely. I thought we were actually going to read the holiday greeting.
Oh, you want to do the bells?
That's the holiday thing sent in by the listener.
Oh, that's right. From the pen
yeah.
of a listener.
Thought that's what we decided in rehearsal.
I didn't know we'd made a decision.
The greatest day of the week for
me. So many things were discussed.
Holiday time is comfort food time. And it's not just mom who needs help steadying her shaky hands in the kitchen. Dads, too, can participate in the festive merrymaking by preparing Rob Spiewak's Jumbo Bourbon Balls.
Mm.
Ooh.
Start by putting on a leather apron over assless chaps.
Always.
Pour a shot of bourbon on a damp sponge and set aside. Smear a 5-quart casserole dish with 10 quarts of KY warming jelly.
Oh.
Okay, this took a dark turn just now.
It sometimes does.
Like it didn't with the assless chaps.
No, that was the part you liked.
Take 20 Vienna sausages, roll in cat fur, and wrap each with a Band-Aid. Mix equal parts gasoline and Vicks Vapor Rub. Massage mixture vigorously on each sausage, being careful not to overstimulate.
Yeah, you have to be careful of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gently insert sausages into the fingers of 4 latex examination gloves.
See, I would imagine one per finger.
Interlace the fingers and place in the casserole dish side by side. Stud the fingers with red and green pushpins. Remove the... This is like I'm watching Hostel here.
It's really not that great.
Remove the innards of a birth-strangled suckling pig and squeeze through a frosting tube onto the gloves. This is like... who's the movie where the puppet comes out?
Saw.
Jigsaw.
Yeah, Jigsaw.
Is this guy Jigsaw?
I hope not. He's a Facebook friend.
Top with a heaping... Well, you know he's got to be special then.
Yeah, because I don't... I'm very, very, you know, particular.
Top with a heaping helping of French's yellow mucus. And...
Oh, crap,
baby marshmallows. Light on fire, drink the rest of the bourbon, and watch the smiles melt on your loved ones' faces. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
Oh, nicely timed.
Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Yummy.
Since we do have a little time here in the beginning of the show, we want to get right to this. I asked Rob specifically if I could do an apology on the show.
Yeah, it's Mike O'Mara's 12 Days of Apologies.
Make sure we turn that down, Rob.
Thank you.
I wanted to make sure that I got this apology out because I think she deserves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's see what happens. Calling Angie Goff. News 4 anchorwoman Angie Goff.
Wonderful lady and a great supporter of this program.
That's right. Let's see what happens.
I need Tam.
Hello.
Angie Goff.
Hi.
It's Angie, yay, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah.
From NBC News Channel 4.
WRC.
WRC.
Yeah.
What is it now? It's NBC 4. You know, now since I'm out of radio now, basically in Washington, I don't have them all memorized, but it's NBC 4, correct?
Still got it.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I watch NBC4, and I watch you all the time, and you're fantastic, and your star is rising.
The best.
And I said yesterday, after you sent me a very a sweet note, but a note that indicated you were aware of my ranting, I felt obligated, Angie, to get you on the line and apologize for my ranting. It was in no way directed at you, just at everyone else that works in that building.
Okay, apology accepted.
Thank you, Angie.
Angie,
so
this is...
I guess I need to re-add you as a friend on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's
did you unfriend me?
I might have defriended you.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Yes!
You!
I would never do that. that. I would never go that low. I know that you don't really mean it.
I know. So. I don't. You know, I get so ramped up, and you know, it's happened again to me, Angie. That last night we're heading up to see my dear 93-year-old mom up in Boston this weekend with the whole family, the kids from the that I had in the 1960s, and the kid that I had recently. And so, you know, we're driving up there, and I canceled it because they're saying a potential of like 9 inches of snow up in Boston this weekend, and they did it again. And I just get so frustrated when we don't get the maximum amount of snow. And I know I ranted and I raved, and then you were so delicate the way you
she
nailed me on Facebook.
Yes.
You admonished me in a very sweet way by saying, "Harsh, Mike," or something like that, with a little smiley.
The smiley
face
made it so charming.
And suddenly I'm sitting there going, and you know, what I love is when I can depersonalize my attacks, and I can't put a face on them, but when I know somebody like you, Angie Goff, it's very sad when I receive that. So came in yesterday, said, "Rob, let's get Angie on the show so I can apologize to her." How are things going, my dear?
Did we lose her?
Maybe.
Let's try again. Oh, no.
What happened?
Maybe she didn't care for the apology.
Maybe she defriended us.
No, she didn't defriend us.
Maybe Doug Camera ran into the room and hit the button. Said, "Don't talk to that loser." Tom Kierine unplugged the phone.
That was such a sweet apology for on your set. Your
I want to see how much I have to do again.
She'll never hear it again.
I don't want her to, you know, I really are.
That was genuine. But I think that only comes once.
Did you put it back in the cradle?
Oh, yeah.
So you hung up on her.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Now you really are going to be defriended.
You
know,
you can,
right now in her office, Chuck Bell is saying, "That guy doesn't even know how to use a telephone."
Okay. No. And you didn't turn down the number.
We can believe
it. While you were busting my balls, you didn't turn down the number. All right. Let's see. Now, hello, Angie. I'm sorry. You know what? And listen to this. I hate this phone system. I hate it. I really do.
It's better than the one we used to have.
Yeah, we've upgraded.
Yeah, but we ought to just Skype. I'm going to try her one more.
Okay,
my
good.
God. Those are the words never hear
now
before.
Now turn it down.
It's down.
All right, very good.
So, see, the thing
I can
about
hear
Skype,
it!
The thing about Skype is that it is very unreliable. And you're the poster child for that. You're not a Skype supporter. You hate the Skype.
Now you can turn it up.
Okay.
Oh, ringing.
This
progress.
Will work.
Progress man.
Telephone man. Christmas man. Infant.
Technology.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Again. I was giving you such a wonderful, articulate apology before I hung up on you, and you didn't hear half of it, but suffice to say I'm sorry, and that's it. That's the last time I'm going to say I'm sorry. So, once again, how are things going with you, Angie? You have two little babies now, right?
I do. And as you, right? You have a little boy now?
I do. The only thing is you're probably going to be living when your child graduates high school. That's the only difference between us. No, that makes my wife sad when I make those kind of jokes.
Oh, no. There's so many other things that make her sad other than that.
That is true. How are things going over at Channel 4? Are you enjoying your stay?
Fantastic.
You've been there over a year now, right?
Yes, actually, over 2 years.
My God, that time does fly, and you're primarily doing, now you do the special desk in the morning during the weekdays, but you also are weekend anchoring, correct?
Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. Yeah, I do feel like I've been gone for a year, because, being pregnant, you kind of lose a year there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I feel like I've been pregnant since I've known you.
Well, you really have.
Is there something you want to apologize for there, Mike?
No, I don't think I will. I don't think I will. You know, and the thing is, we all love Channel 4, and Rob and I are religious watchers of Channel 4.
Yes.
And at least we say that when Tony's not on the show.
That's right.
So but really, you're doing a great job. And but it just frustrates me when, the other day we really didn't get the snow, and then they were showing old videotape clips of the snow 2 hours earlier.
Yeah.
And I just got myself up into a ladder because I called all the boys in early to do our little show here because I was concerned, believe it or not, I'm that kind of guy. I was concerned for their safety, Angie.
Oh, wow. Well, in all fairness, we're a widespread area. So, I mean, there were some places where it's pretty sketchy and pretty icy and dicey. And so just to err on the, safe side, they had to do what they had to do. But I do understand what you're saying. And a lot of people, they do get frustrated. But, I don't know, being a parent now, I feel like better safe than sorry. And so I don't know. I kind of have a different perspective on things. And, really a lot of people in the morning, they want to, some people want to see the snow. I mean, believe it or not, a lot of people are fans out there. They want to see it. So that's why I think, you know, we rolled the video to show them what the conditions were like and why there were school closing to, you know, validate why people, you know, made those decisions. So, I don't know.
I'm sold.
Your point, you know?
I'm sold.
You're sold. That's good. She's a good spokesperson.
Yeah, she can say anything she'd like.
Well, she can. Angie can say anything. I'm not going to give Angie a... Now, Tom Curine's a different story.
Oh, come on.
This guy, I put his hand in the meat grinder. I really would. Still probably, you know, when he talks about the sweet spot, the sweet spot. Well, I was right in the middle of the sweet spot, and I couldn't even use my snowblower that has languished in my garage for three plus years now.
It looks like it looks like it's still on the showroom floor because it's never been used.
My father bought one, you know, after Snowmageddon. Was that, 2009?
Yeah, just about then.
And he says it doesn't work anymore because he hasn't used it at all. I mean, I guess it's, you don't fire those things up.
Well, what I do is I put Stable in my gasoline. I put that product called Stable, and mine, believe it or not, the other morning we were supposed to get it's a product, Rob, you put in gasoline.
I know, you can use a little of it yourself.
I put Stable. Welcome to my new world, Angie. This is what I go through every day on the show. It's just Oscar and Rob pick on Mike. That's all we do now. So anything new and exciting happening? Are you still married to the dentist?
Yes, still married to the dentist, happily married. He still doesn't live here, though.
Oh, my God, it's still that wonderful, blissful marriage-lengthening arrangement where he lives in a different state. That's incredible.
Great. And I know. It's married, live apart.
Now, you, just to get personal with you just a little bit, and you know, you've been on the show, so you know I'm never going to be disrespectful, but I would think that, man, so you're doing the, you know, the crack of dawn morning thing, and then you're doing that on the weekends too, and you have the two babies.
Right.
How do you guys co-parent? How does that work?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I have them throughout the week, and then he flies in on the weekends, and so, you know, I go to work on the weekends, and he's here to watch them. What's great is that working that early morning shift, as you know, because, you know, you've done it, is
right.
You get home and then you have the whole rest of the day ahead of you. I mean, you're a zombie, but other than that, you know, it all works out. But for the most part, you know, I have him during the week and then he just flies in and it's become pretty much formula for us. So.
It's incredible to do because, I mean, watching Carla with our son and one, and she's working now, and to see her balancing it because he's still on the two-hour drill in the middle of the night, and he's 4 months, and, you know, see how she's dealing with it. You know, I can imagine how tough it is. I give you a lot of credit to balance all that together.
Yeah, beautiful kids.
And you've always been so, you know, I never get a chance to say thank you. You've always been so supportive of any incarnation of the shows
that
really
we
do. We really do appreciate that as well.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we have fun. We have a lot of fun.
Angie, if people want to follow you on Twitter, what's your handle again?
At Oh My Gosh.
Perfect.
She was on the forefront of all social networking. She knows what she's doing.
When's the next like news babes bash? Are you still doing that thing?
Yeah. I actually missed it this past year because of the baby and everything. But I think it's you know, I gotta check in on that.
All right.
I think May or June. I've kind of been out of the loop, but I think that they plan on still doing that. You guys are going to definitely have to come out for that.
All right. I guess as far as the news for Christmas party, now that Joe Krebs is gone, they won't have nearly as many drugs.
Hey, Joe Krebs is still around. He's actually watching our weather coverage. He shot us over a nice email.
Really?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Sitting in his underwear at home, and you know,
like Albert Brooks,
he waits for the mailman. He waits actually for the mailman to come and deliver the mail, so that when the mailman's walking away, he can say bye. We used to have a lot of fun with Joe Krebs. So we truly
terrible.
We've always been terrible. All right, well, tell Tom Curine that that I said hello.
Well, the whole weather staff, really.
And Jim and Dory. What's his name? Chuck Bell.
Oh, he's great.
Chuck, ring my bell.
That's right.
And everybody over there, you're doing a great job. When do we look for you? Just give all the listeners that might want to check you out online. When do we look for you on Channel 4? You usually do Saturdays and Sunday mornings as the anchor, correct?
Saturdays, Sundays, 6 and 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. But not this Saturday. I'm going to be off this Saturday, so then I don't have to wake up early.
Oh, good.
And then during the week, you know, 4:30. Dark and early, 4:30.
It's incredible. She's very generous. You're very generous to give us some of your time because I know you're probably wiped out right now. And what is your, Angie, well, one last thing. What is Angie Goff's Christmas wish?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
My Christmas wish?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, it sounds naughty.
I, well, no. You know what? I just want to lose this extra baby weight. So, but that's on me. So
the camera doesn't lie. You look fantastic.
No, you look incredible.
You look great. You totally do.
I gained over 80 pounds. Don't lie to me.
I was guffawing over you on my 60-inch TV, and my girl like nudged me.
I don't think you mean guffawing. That means you were laughing at
it. Oh, no. What is it? Fawning. Yes.
Fawning.
Damn it.
You know, he's from Bolivia, Angie, so you have to respect that.
I was fawning over you, and my girl nudged me in that way girls nudge when they're pissed at you. And I said, oh, look at her. She looks great.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah. We always have.
You look great.
And, you know, whenever you get a week off or something like that, and you're not doing anything, you got the kids, you're always welcome to come by. We have a brand new studio, and we're actually going to have new digs in 2014. I'm tipping our hand a little bit.
Careful now.
Breaking news. You're going to be very, very pleased, and it's going to be very convenient for people like Angie Goff. So don't be a stranger. Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful children and your wonderful husband, the dentist, and our very best to Tom Curon.
All right.
Take
care.
Merry Christmas, Angie. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. They're working that woman to the bone.
That poor thing.
They are working here. Two kids, and she's got to be up and do that thing at 4:30, you know, and then listen to that conjuring forecast from. Now they're doing
she
it
has to
me
deal
again.
With that crazy dentist.
I didn't know about this Boston thing.
I canceled another trip. I will tell you about that, and we will get to all of our birthdays. We wanted to accommodate Angie Goff.
And thank you
when
for
the
that.
Show starts in earnest, coming up right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, f***less, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol? God.
Honey, let me tell you.
Where do you think you're going? See? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny f***ing K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home. Before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. We are downloaded worldwide over 21 million times, and we are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and the mighty 1630, the greatest radio station in the free world.
Hi, Steve.
KCJJ in Iowa. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is Thursday, December 12, 2013, and we are brought to you by my favorite website in the whole wide world, Hulu Plus.
Oh, it's the best.
You know, I am a Daily Show aficionado, mm-hmm. and I love that show. And you can get all the Daily Shows at Hulu Plus.
It's fantastic. Updated daily.
He did a bit where he was talking about the minutia of the coverage of the Mandela Memorial.
Right.
And the fact that they made such a massive deal out of the presidential handshake.
Yeah, sure.
And then they made a massive deal out of the selfie. And it was hysterically funny, as only Jon Stewart can do it, including Jon Stewart drinking milk. It's just, you owe it to yourself to check it out. One of the things I love about Hulu Plus, you also get great other shows on there as well. We've mentioned them before, Saturday Night Live, Community, Modern Family. They're all there. The list is endless. With Hulu Plus, it lets you watch on your TV, your game console, your Blu-ray, your Apple TV, or your smartphone, or your tablet. With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere. And listen to this, TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial right now. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to Hulu Plus slash TMOS. always in lowercase.
Thank you.
Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus. And, you know, I'm just skimming the surface as far as the material they have. More and more people are going to services like Hulu Plus to check out what they have to offer.
Classic shows, new shows, original programming. It's all there.
You owe it to yourself to check it out. So do us a favor and use our code. Get your 2-week free trial. It should be spectacular. Thank you very much. And you're listening to the song Stylings of Mariah Carey. Christmas, Mariah Carey. Sometimes I feel like we've got so many moving parts on this show.
It's a lot.
That's what's great about this program.
That's why I actually put the phone in the cradle twice when I was talking to Angie.
Mike, it's okay.
I was trying to relax.
It's okay.
I was trying to relax. We had a frantic beginning to the show today. Lots going on.
Yeah, well, it's Christmas time.
We're
all miserable.
It's Christmas, and that will not dissuade me from doing a fine delivery of our wonderful birthdays, because it's tighter, it's brighter for your listening pleasure. It is Thursday, and it is birthday time, everyone. Are you all ready?
I'm ready.
Get comfortable.
Welcome to our world.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to my world.
TMOS has a new youngest listener. Tuesday, the 10th day of December, was the birthday of 7-pound, 14-ounce, wow, Jack Brown. Was that Michael Williams' birth weight?
No, I think he was not that big. I think he was smaller than that, wasn't he? The frame picture's there.
Hold on a second.
We got some
8 pounds, 5 ounces.
Oh, he's
Michael
bigger.
Michael Williams, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I was 40 pounds.
All right, way to go.
Big baby.
Jack Brian Sullivan. What a great Irish name for the 7-pound, 14-ouncer. Can you please talk up the Drifter's White Christmas while his new parents try to figure out how to take care of a baby? It's not easy.
Ready to go?
For sure.
Here
we
go.
Hey, Jack Brian.
What? There's always a jingle.
All right, sorry.
Always a jingle.
He's got a jingle.
Merry Christmas from Boss Radio.
Welcome, Jack Brian Sullivan, 7 pounds, 14 ounces, and Rob has obsessive compulsive disorder.
I do.
Is that the one where it goes, hi,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love that one.
I truly do.
Second place goes to Samantha Claire Renee, born November 27th. She enjoys the podcast while mommy is taking naps.
I like that.
That's wonderful. Happy birthday, Marie Tomlin. She'd like for Rob to run out to Costco and pick up 50 pounds of Kraft baby marshmallows because she has a lot of holiday baking to do.
50 pounds is a lot, but luckily I just cleaned out my trunk. I will be right back.
There he goes, Marie.
Later.
Black smoke pouring out of the back of his late model car.
Yeah, burning some brake fluid.
look at that. Is that a Ford LTD or is that a Caprice Classic?
That is actually a Ford LTD that I have just for such an occasion.
You need a day off, don't you?
No, not
me. Are you ready to go? Rob's got a headache today.
Yeah, I'm not doing. I've done better.
Dustin Hines has been listening for over a third of his life. He started at age 19 when he lived in Vegas and delivered pizzas in Wayne Newton's neighborhood. What a shame he never had the pleasure of delivering to Wayne himself.
That's true. I'm sure Wayne has his own pizza oven.
That would have been great. Danny Pinto turned 33 this week. At least that's what the CIA intel from Saul Berenson said.
He wants you to do Saul.
Hey, Danny. I understand you're 33. Got to go over there and get Carrie out of there. You have to understand that's not the way it's going to work. And I understand I'm going to be giving up the reins of the CIA in under 10 days. We've got somebody in country right now. We've got a serious asset that's been compromised.
Don't you used to do musical theater?
Hi, Dan. Stephen Sondheim is my god.
That's what I watched late at night last night.
Good.
Oh, cool.
A bio
really, really.
Stephen Sondheim, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw that Sondheim. On. Steve,
not,
little Stevie buddy.
Got the bio.
The TMOS name of the week is Dard Trantham. It's the Dard Trantham Show. He is now 22 and a cool cat. Attaboy, Dard.
It's a family name, they say.
Dard Trantham.
Dard.
Man, that's kind of cool. I mean, if you were even remotely good looking and you laid that name on a girl, hi, how are you? What's your name? Dard.
It sounds
Dard Trantham.
But it sounds a lot like another word.
Dard Trantham. It sounds like, seriously, what you would find on the undercarriage of a spaceship, you know, in one of those science fiction movies.
Oh, like a heat shield?
Yeah, we busted our Dard Trantham.
Star Wars. just like Mike, Elizabeth Kane has a pug and a chihuahua that no one really likes. Can Frankie wish her a happy 39?
Frankie. Oscar, you had a dream about Frankie.
Yeah, I did.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
All right, that didn't work. Anyway, let's go. But that's okay. Let's do this. All right, very good. All right, there we are.
We forge ahead.
We forge ahead.
Mike, my apologies.
Okay, Rob. You've had a sleepy week, Rob Spiewak. Anyway, guess who has a birthday on the 13th?
Do you want to care to guess, Oscar?
Martha Stewart.
It's our houseboy, Charlie Stewang Stabilak. He turns 73.
It's true.
Do you know that? Oh, my God. And here he is to greet the smoking hot Susan Druin, who has the same birthday. She is 50 plus and still keeps it tight.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Oh.
Ryan Horner.
Sorry, Charlie.
Also has a Friday the 13th birthday. He's 32. Oh, and before he goes, can Smart Charlie some offer birthday felicitations to Paul Tash? What?
He offers some. I'm sorry. That's inverted words there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Chris Miller of Seattle.
So that would be a no.
Somebody looking forward to their three-day weekend? Chris Miller of Seattle has been listening to us since 1999, and he'd like some birthday advice from a manatee, which he explains is essentially a fat man living underwater.
Oh. All right. I have a different definition for a manatee.
Hi, Chris. How are things out in Seattle? Have you ever stuffed a jelly donut with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm a manatee and I live in the warm waters of Florida, I'm not able to enjoy donuts or ice cream. All I get to stuff myself on is seagrass.
Do you like it?
Green, crappy seagrass.
Yummy.
It sucks.
How do you put on so much weight eating such a fine diet like that?
I eat tons of it. And occasionally someone will throw a fried shrimp in the water near a restaurant. An oceanside restaurant.
Sounds delicious.
Happy birthday, Chris Miller.
Oh, that was a manatee fart.
I think that's exactly what Chris Miller wanted.
Happy 43rd to Eric Kaufman of Carson City, Nevada. And Caleb Wood is about to turn 10. And since he is such a good boy, he deserves birthday greetings from Johnny Constantino.
Oh, Caleb, you're such a good boy. Happy birthday to you, you big 10-year-old. You're going to be a big man soon. But don't rush things, because that'll make you mommy and daddy so sad.
I love that he requested that voice. It's now become John Constantino.
Caleb Wood.
It's not sound anything like John Constantino.
Marcus Hodges. No one remembers Johnny Constantino. Marcus Hodges is frustrated because he had to submit his own birthday greeting. His wife wouldn't do it. Can Rob yell his wife's name as a tribute? Her name is Jen. So he wants, I don't understand what that means.
He wants me to yell his wife's name as I would yell my wife's name.
Oh, I see.
So it's
okay, but see, if the way it's written, it would say, can Rob yell his wife's name? If that was the truth, then you would be yelling Carrie's name.
But, I guess you're right. Yeah. I apologize.
So you're yelling Jen's name,
well,
right?
The guy who wrote it knows what he means, so that's important.
That's important. So he wants you to yell Jen?
Yes.
Okay, well, lay it on her.
Jen! Thanks for the birthday submission.
She's going to love that. Lori Legate. Like that. Now, I'm pronouncing it Legate, even though it's L-E-G-A-T. If it's Legate, I'm sorry, but I think it's probably Legate.
They offered no pronunciation.
Of Las Vegas, Nevada, wants a sexy birthday greeting from Mike's finger. Yes, she does.
Oh,
do you now?
Oh, no.
Well, me say, Lori Legate, we will find you in Las Vegas. We will find you at Venetian. We'll find you at Bellagio. We'll find you at the Palms. We'll even slum and find you down on Fremont Street.
Oh, the old strip.
Old strip, yes. We will never, Lori Legate, surrender.
Thank you. Jeremy McBride is now 41. I wonder if he's any relation to our old producer.
God, I hope not.
And is a tremendous supporter of all things TMOS, Amazon, Mangrate, SodaStream, you name it.
Thank you.
He wants for his birthday is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, so I say we vote on it.
I have to recuse myself, so I leave it up to you three to vote whether or not he should get a fruitcake for his birthday.
That's pretty ballsy that he came out into the birthdays.
Yeah,
and
used the birthday
he asked
for him to do that. Yeah.
But originality gets points in my book, so
absolutely.
I say yes.
You know what? And I'm there there with you to disagree. It's a no for me. Oh. So, Ty, unfortunately, you don't get the fruitcake.
Oh, that's sad, isn't
what
it?
What about Pony Boy?
No.
And now everybody will want a fruitcake next week's birthday.
He's the one and done.
Oh, so a Pony gets the deciding
vote.
Yeah,
but this is the one guy that can do this because he did it first.
Oh, that's true. Originality, but thought. I still vote no.
Oh, right.
Pony, what do you think?
You know, I got to go with Oscar here. The originality, I say he gets it.
All right, that means I have been outvoted. And Jerryman McBride is a 41-year-old owner of a fruitcake. Do you have his address?
I will get it from him. I really didn't think you were going to vote yes.
Did he send his address?
He won't. He hasn't, but
he
will.
Did he send his address?
No, he didn't.
Would you like to now unrecuse yourself because he didn't send in his address?
Yeah, you know what?
Because
I'd like to weigh in.
Because he wants, but...
He doesn't give.
No, he didn't even give you his address.
Do you
He's
know why,
lazy.
Why Jerry McBride will not get a fruitcake?
Why will he not get a fruitcake, Rob?
Because, Mike, he is a taker.
Thank you.
What a jerk. I hope he has a lousy birthday.
Sorry about that, Jeremy, but, you know, there are the proper channels to go through.
Exactly.
And incidentally, you can still enter the Rob Spiewak fruitcake bonus question contest thing.
Just enter by sending an email to fruitcake@mikeomarishow.com. And remember, include your address. Mike's spinning plates.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes.
That's good stuff. All right, so Jeremy, awfully sorry. Stacey
Lettich.
L-E-T-T-I-C-H. Lettich?
Lettich, I think.
Lettich? That's good. You want to make a salad, put in extra lettuce. She's about to turn 26, but never mind that. Stacy, don't forget to buy your mom, Terry, the 2014 bonus package. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
That's what her mom wanted, so there you go. Happy birthday.
Speaking of which, birthday boy Trey Stewart would love for Garrison Keillor to describe Rob's fruitcake, okay?
Well, let me just take this bit of time to mention Rob Spiewak's delightful homemade fruitcake made out of Leesburg, Virginia, with his mom on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Rob takes all sorts of candy and candy nuts, soaks them all in rum, and just a little personal touch to make you the kind of fruitcake you truly could enjoy.
Okay. Garrison.
Nothing quite like a Rob Spiewak fruitcake to make the holidays all the brighter. Yes, sir. So make sure you check out Mrs. Spiewak's delightful fruitcakes. Rob will get them in the mail to you. Hopefully they don't spoil and give you trichinosis like Mike had when he made the pork belly.
Oh, yeah, the bad pork belly.
That's it. Thank you very much. And Dale and Heather Roberts are the most loyal TMOS fanatics of all Alabama. Friday is their 16th anniversary, and Sunday is Heather's birthday. So a double dose of best wishes to them all the way down in Dixie. Yes, sir.
How about you, Dale? How about you, Heather? How y'all doing? Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. How y'all doing? Roll Tide. Dale and Heather Roberts. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Yeah, no, boy.
Sure hope to have a good day.
Kevin Knapp is now 51 and would like nothing more than a low-energy birthday greeting from Pony Boy. Kevin Knapp, Pony, he'd like a birthday greeting from you.
Hey, Kevin. Happy birthday. Hope it's great.
Thank you. Nicely done. Gave him exactly what he wanted.
I think so.
Chris Puntani is about to leave his douchebag 30s and enter his douchebag 40s. He wants a greeting from another douchebag and Mike O'Mara college roommate, Bill O'Reilly. Well, you know, when you go in your 40s, what you do, I'll tell you how it works, Chris.
Yeah.
You were in your 30s, now you're going to be in your 40s. You know, you think you know it all, but you don't, and you got to wait really to your 50s, sometimes even your 60s, before you're really going to know what's going on. It's just the way it is.
Is that in your new book, Killing Christ, or whatever it's called?
No, you got Barack Obama, he goes over the Nelson Mandela Memorial, he reaches out, he's shaking the wrong hands, he's taking selfies, he's basically ruining the country and ruining the blotches on my face.
Do you support the president?
Yeah, I am. Sure. The way I look at it, Rob, he's the president.
Sure.
And,
you were never his roommate.
Thank you very much. And finally, he's with, you know, as old as I am.
I know.
Am,
he's
Bill
like
O'Reilly
70.
Went there like 20 years before I went there.
During the stock market crash.
And finally, they were wearing raccoon rugs, raccoon skin coats.
Yeah, go team go.
They had the big megaphones.
Banners.
And finally, Brian Searcy turns 39 and wanted to thank us for a great time at Omericon. He was one of our Diamond Jubilee Whore Package winners.
Thank you, Brian.
He even enjoyed his limited time with Oscar due to the tardiness of Santana. Happy birthday, Brian, and thank you. Rob, start the show, you hump.
Well, we've already started the show. We need to go to commercials.
There you go. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Guess what I did yesterday, boys?
What's up?
Well, I had to cancel my trip up to see my 93-year-old mom, and I'm very, very disappointed. When your mom gets to be that age, it's a real, real drag, and the holidays have been compressed. So I came into the studio during the middle of the day yesterday, and I swear to God, I got down here, bought an incredible package from Sherry's Berries.
Oh, good for you.
This time of year, it's all about delicious holiday food. Why not send an extra special holiday treat to friends, family, and business associates, anyone you know? Mom loves them at the home.
Sure. She's Miss Popular when she starts handing out the fruit.
I've never met a person who didn't love Sherry's Berries. Send a giant, delicious dipped strawberry gift pack from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. That is more than a 40% savings, and that's the one I use.
Good.
Here's how you do it. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. Always feel just a little pang of guilt when I type in my own code.
I love it.
Oh, you
but
shouldn't.
I love the product, and it gave me the good deal, and it's a very good code.
Ah!
Plus, for our listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more. These are the most amazing strawberries you've ever seen, dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. We've had them. We love them. We fight over them.
Yes, we do.
And there's only one way to get this special $19.99 offer. Call 866-FRUIT-02 or even better, visit berries.com. That's berries, berries.com. Remember, berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Don't wait. Order now.
Do it right now.
So there we are. Let's start the show in earnest. A very, very busy beginning to the show today.
Yes.
And I wanted to get to this, that a couple of things today. The Obama interpreter that we really didn't spend a lot of time talking about. And it just speaks to how they were hyping this story, but it still is a significant security breach.
It's scary.
But it also speaks to something that I think most of us probably realized a long time ago in the world of radio.
What's that?
And this is a theory I have. Doesn't matter whether you're from South Africa, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Hispanic. It doesn't matter. Human beings just love to lie.
They do.
They do love to lie.
Big lies, small lies.
Small lies, yeah. Prize pig lies.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do a lot of contesting on the old WAVA and JFK. And I will tell you something. When we would get a phone call from Deal. Yeah, talk about the worst Christmas you've ever had, or what made your Christmas so bad, or how, talk about a fight you're having with your wife. And it's like, my wife's got a shotgun on pointed at me right now. And it's just like, we knew.
You can call her if you want.
Yeah, she'll be on. She's like, hello. Yeah, understand it. You're pointing a shotgun at your husband right now?
Yes, I am.
Worst actors ever.
Why is it? And this I remember as a listener and as a coworker. The people that really stuck to their guns the tightest were the worst liars of them all.
Oh, yeah.
Does it speak to their stupidity?
We used to run that fake ad about, you ever notice that the lottery winners are always really dumb people?
Yeah.
It would seem that the people that would try to get over us, and ultimately this guy is just dumb, but he's still, the lying trumps his intelligence. The fact that he wants to get up there and do that sign language. And I was watching this guy today, because today he's coming out and his other lie to cover the fact that he's just BSing.
Right.
I think.
What's the other lie? I don't know.
The other lie is that he's schizophrenic.
And that he was not himself while he was doing it.
Oh my God.
He was hallucinating.
This scumbag.
Oh, and he's on TV being interviewed.
I saw him.
And he's talking about the fact that he was hallucinating.
Yeah.
Because
he had a schizophrenic episode.
How about you bring a doctor on board and say, this is what happens. When schizophrenics go crazy, they go crazy. They don't dress up in a nice suit and stand next to the President of the United States.
And actually sort of pull it off.
And then another story coming out is that this guy has done this before.
Yes!
That he's BS'd his way through. And it's really, when you think about it, if you go...
Catch me if you can. He also pretended to be an airline pilot.
What if he started like in a real small room? What if he was doing it for a principal where there weren't any deaf kids in the school?
That's right.
Then he can get up there and just go. Anybody can do it. You just move your hands around and you look at some of his hands, and he's so authoritative the way he's doing it.
I have
it.
A great piece of tape in the audio vault. Jimmy Kimmel actually ran the tape and had a real sign language interpreter speak what he was saying. And it makes no sense
Kimmel
at all.
Kimmel is the god
it
in
is
that.
It is so funny.
They're all good, and they all have their high points. I mean, I'm talking about Conan, you got Letterman, you got Kimmel. We're not going to include Jay in this. Jimmy Fallon. But Kimmel seems to take the main pop culture item of the day.
And he nails it.
And he always...
And turns it around.
He has his own look at it. He comes at it
from a brilliant angle.
Right away.
His writers are so spot on. And isn't that really the game when you're doing that kind of television?
Yeah.
To be all over that. So I'm watching this guy, and then I just thought about the fact that my God, people love to do this. Yeah. People love to BS. We have, you know, the computer-generated students from, I think, a school up in Canada where they had a competition to who could provide the best video hoax.
It was the eagle.
We live for it.
The eagle snatched the baby.
The eagle picking up the
baby. And it was a total
baby.
Hoax, and it was done on purpose to fool us. They hoodwinked us.
It was hysterical. But it's like people just love to lie. That's what human beings like to do. We got to take a break. You know, this guy just cracks me up for some reason. I watch him. It's scary when you think about security.
Yeah. Maybe
but
we could
funny when you think how ridiculous
let's
it
give
is.
Him a podcast.
We'll take a break. When we come back, some TV news and also some a message from a good for a good friend of ours. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Fanatics.com. Where's the best place to shop for all the sports fans on your Christmas list? It's a place that'll have the perfect jersey, the perfect hat, the hoodie, the t-shirt, the jacket, or the collectible for any team. It's easy. Just go to Fanatics.com. Face it, local stores never have what you want. That's why I use Fanatics.com. Yes, sir.
Just bought my father-in-law a bunch of gifts from Fanatics.com yesterday.
Is he a sports fan?
He's a big Red Sox fan.
Is he really?
My father-in-law. I'm not even married yet, but you know, my Shannon's Shannon's father.
Does Fanatics.com?
Yeah, yeah.
And do they sell lozenges?
I probably should get one of those. No, but legitimately, we went on there, used the TMOS code, and they have things that you never thought you
everything.
Would find.
Yeah,
right.
Everything.
It's right there.
It's a great website, and I was so excited because really, you know, we never know what advertisers are going to join us on TMOS, and the very day that we had Fanatics.com sign up with our show was a day that an order came in that I had gone to, and I really surf. I actually, you know, there's so I got everybody sending me emails, and I always end up on Fanatics.com because they're the best ones out there.
You know how sweet my girlfriend is to her father-in-law, basically, or her father?
Right.
She says, can I get him this case for a ball that's autographed by the World Series champs?
Oh, wow. That's a nice collectible.
I said, that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
She goes, what if I just got him the ball and not the case? And I said, well, look, and we did some math. I said, it makes sense to get the case because that's really what people, you know, you don't
and
want.
And it's a collectible. You want to put it up on a shelf.
Yeah, exactly. And she said, well, and then she called her brother and her brothers and sisters, and they all got together and they got both gifts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's a great place. They've got great collectibles there as well.
Mm-hmm.
250,000 items in stock. And remember, if you use our code TMOS, you get free shipping. Get the best deals plus free shipping at Fanatics.com. Forget the malls. Forget the crowds, the endless driving around. Go to Fanatics.com where sports fans shop, Fanatics.com, and use that code TMOS. Well, welcome back to the show. It's been a frantic Thursday. As far as lots of stuff going on today. And I do want to just take a brief second here and talk about our friend Steve Bridges, who's got some health issues.
Yes.
Nothing that is life-threatening. I should point that out.
Very treatable. Yeah.
He's got prostate cancer, and he talked about it on his show.
Oh, wow.
And we want to send our very, very best. I sent him a personal message yesterday, and he responded to it very graciously. And Steve, we love you on TMOS. You are truly an American original, man.
He is.
You're not like anybody I have ever met in this business. And when we got our teeth kicked in,
right,
you were the guy that stood up to the big network guys, the corporations, basically, in any form of media. When they're done with you, they're done with you.
Yeah, yeah, no,
and all of the people, even the people, and I have to say this with all due respect, the people we worked with at WJFK, the weak-minded, they just went, bye. It's all you can do.
Yeah,
we've done the same thing when we've had people leave.
Sure.
But Steve Bridges didn't do that. And I don't care.
Stood in our corner.
I don't care that it's Iowa. I don't care that it's a small town in Iowa. It's really not, actually. It's a pretty large
town. The best town.
It's
the best town,
place.
And he also has an amazing national following because he does a show like nobody else.
And he is such a sweetheart of a guy, and nobody in this business, I mean nobody, has been kinder to the Mike O'Mara Show than Steve Bridges.
Our greatest champion.
Yeah, check him out. Check his show out as well at KCJJ. And he streams it every morning, and they're just unique, and it's Midwestern, and it's
funny.
Everything that's right with people in general. He's a sweetheart of a guy. You're going to do great, Steve. We love you.
Love you, man.
It is an honor. It really is to be on your radio station, and I hope to gosh, and I say that because it's Iowa, hope to gosh.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
That we can get to see you in sometime in 2014. 14th.
Love
and
to
I
make
think
the trip
make
out
a
there.
Point of getting out there. So that's it for Steve Bridges. I really
go
hope
get him, Captain.
Man. I think I printed this out today, Rob. Let me see if I've got this.
Because what is that?
You have a friend that that
he's
I've
got a lot
been,
of friends.
I've been fascinated by this guy for quite some time.
Who is that?
His name is Pat House.
Oh yes,
and Pat House is needy.
Yeah, he's a needy friend.
He's a very needy.
But I've also I've known him a long time. I met him my freshman year in college.
That doesn't make him not needy, though.
No, but I'm saying that you know we kind of have an understanding.
Look, people talk all the time, and I've met Pat House. And now, how long have you known him?
I met him my freshman year of college.
All right, so you've known
him for a long time. But we ran in the same circles in high school. He went to Marshall. I went to Madison. We just never met.
People accuse everybody gets accused on social network of swimming in Lake Mead.
Right.
Of existing in a world that is just narcissistic.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank Pat House for breaking that mold.
Really?
Because I read this Facebook post today and I was stunned at how selfless it was.
Shocked and stunned?
Yeah, I mean because he's you
That's
know
so
because
nice.
Really when I read this I said, well, finally, there's somebody that isn't just looking in the mirror every day. There's somebody that
is
thinking.
Me.
Yeah,
I hate this forecast.
Yeah.
Me.
It's like I do. It's like I do.
Here's my dinner.
I mean, I and you know what?
I can't
really
go to Boston.
Right.
Me.
Right. I'm never ever gonna be on time for work because I don't respect my coworkers. Me. I'm on 28.
Let me
I'm
ask
on
you a
28.
Question here.
I'm on 28.
Would you
I'm on
take
28.
Me being late every day for what else I do to the bring to the show?
I'll get back to you. So anyway, let me.
That's an answer.
Let me actually read this from Patrick House because
he posted
it is selfless.
This? Yes. Okay.
Patrick House writes: Today I had to MC a luncheon at work. I was in no mood and quite distracted.
Oh.
Took some deep breaths. Lights came up. Mic powered up. And showtime. I played that crowd like Yo-Yo Ma plays the prelude to Bach's Cello Suite Number 1. When the bell rings, your boy, Patty House, is always ready to dance.
There you go.
Yes, sirree. Way to go, Pat. Now,
and you see, he's talking about all the people that were in the room, but he never once mentions himself.
What does he do? Yeah, what does he do, Rob?
It's something to do with something. I don't know. Computers, I think.
I have to be fair.
Please.
He writes at the end, end of self-congratulatory rant for now.
Okay, for now.
Right.
He's
a strange egg, that guy. It just jumped out at me. I mean, he's a random guy for me on Facebook, and I looked at this, I said, Jesus.
This
is a conflicted dude.
There
here.
Is nobody nicer. He is needy. We have discussed this, but also he's gone through some changes. He just moved out to the West Coast again. He's newly single. He's a single dad, and I think he's trying to rebrand himself on Facebook.
What does that have to do with that narcissistic post?
Because I think he's trying to explain to people what a great guy he is.
The best
he's
part
on the market now, Oscar.
The best part, I was in no mood and quite distracted.
Very distracted.
No woman's going to read that and say, wow, I really got to be a part of that guy's life.
Well, maybe there is a woman. I don't know.
Oh, God. It's just so is he?
He has every intention of seeing us in Las Vegas, so we will maybe get a chance to find out.
Oh, that's exciting.
save you a seat at the table.
And I never knew that he referred to himself as your boy, Patty House.
Yeah, occasionally.
Gave him kind of a girl's name.
You know what? I think Patty usually comes out when he's had a few pops.
I thought he was in Lord of the Dance.
Anyway. I'm sure he's a wonderful dancer.
It was a throwaway.
He's a wonderful dancer even when he's distracted.
You know who is not a selfish, narcissistic hump?
Who's that?
I will say your dad.
Oh, he's the best.
Your dad. I made a throwaway comment about your dad.
This is like Diabetic Corner. Both of them have diabetes. That was talk about Mayor Barry.
Horny Bob Spiewak, the main man, putting up the pinups on Facebook. And oh, I don't know if he's going to do it every day, and he certainly doesn't have
he
to,
will.
But it's hysterical.
He already
funny.
Knows what he wants to put up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But when I tasked him with it, he has not a very robust internet connection where he lives, so he can't stream us live. He listens every day, but he can't stream us live. And so I called him, as I do every day when I leave, and I said, you have been tasked with something. He said, What? What do I have to do?
It's a labor of love.
And I said, Mike would like you to put up a pinup every day. He said, I do that anyway. And he said, but now.
Does he do it every day?
He has been. He does it pretty often.
I didn't know that.
But now we're going to rebrand it. And he said, what should we call it? I said, call it the HBS TMOS pinup of the day.
Amen,
and
brother.
He said, hold on, let me write it down.
And I think. Just awesome. This is for my two nice cents guy. On this. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily all have to be the Memphis Belle, if you know what I mean.
Today's is. Have you seen today's?
I have not.
Oh, quite modern and quite wondrous.
Let me check it.
Yeah,
out.
It's a modern pinup. He likes to really survey the entire pantheon of women. Whether it be from the 1930s.
You're dead.
Yeah, but he put some pigs up. I'm not going to lie.
Well, the classic.
I'm not aware that he's put some pigs up.
No, he has. Yeah. I mean, that's Oscar's definition
some
of a
pig.
Some
of those 1950s chicks.
Yeah, you're like Betty Page.
Now,
you
wait.
Know?
I think for Oscar's perspective, maybe some of those girls. You know, this.
Honk, honk.
No. What, they're
the
soft
standards. The standards in the 40s were different than
very
they are
different.
Now.
They were oink, oink.
No. What they did is they sort of embraced a Zoftic Rubenesque look.
Some of them, but if you go, like, you get Betty Grable.
Yes.
And go back to her. She's the 40s, and I stand her up against anybody else.
Yeah, Oscar would still say no good.
No, I mean, see, some of them
the
are
worst
great.
Vanity would
I'll stop once in a while and be like, ooh.
Is this the one today?
No. There should be a more recent one.
All right, hold on.
It's a lady, and her knees are not together.
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Classy.
Hold yeah.
But well, this one
pulls it off.
This is Ava Gardner.
Oh, and one of the all-time great beauties.
I will stand up Ava Gardner in her day, in her prime, against any woman today.
Oh, she drove Frank Sinatra crazy.
That G. She's rolling with the gut. Look at that
no,
gut.
No,
look
at that
G. It's right there.
Look at that G.
She doesn't have a gut.
You're a mess. You
you're
know
out
that?
Of your mind. You are
I mean,
out
look
of your
at
mind.
That. That's not a flattering pose for her.
Ava Gardner's gorgeous.
Oh, here we go. Now, this is, now I have to agree.
Is this today's?
I might have to. This is Robert W. Spiewak.
That's
shared,
my pop, yeah.
This.
Thanks for clarifying.
And is it this one?
No. There's another one.
How many women is he putting on his website?
Obviously a busy day at the office.
But this is this is Marilyn Monroe, and this is where I'd be inclined to agree with you. That's the one that I would show.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe gets a pass, though.
She could get a little sloppy.
Because she was so super sexy.
Yeah.
And she was a sex goddess.
And she was apparently handing it out left and right.
Oh, yeah. She used to have sex with people she felt sorry for. Where are those women today?
You know what's cool about this is now HBS is going to be getting submissions from all of his friends because they know he's doing that.
Exactly.
He's going to be known for it. How does Mrs. Robert W. Spiewak feel about all this?
You
she's
know,
a lovely lady, and I'm very fond of her.
She'll be here for our Christmas party, and you can ask her, actually.
Maybe I'll ask her late in the
ask
day.
Ask her directly. I think that will go well.
I'll ask her very late in the day.
I think she realizes that in many ways my father is a character. Perhaps a characterization of what he really is.
He's an enigma to me. I cannot figure the man out because when you meet him in person, he is not exactly like you. He's very...
No, you're like, wow, I want to do business with this man.
He's very straight.
Yeah, like, he's been in the business world.
He's kind of quiet,
yeah,
right?
I'll shake his hand. I feel like I'm dealing with a real man. You know?
You know what? You've said plenty. Most appreciated.
He's picking at all of us today.
He is.
I'm gonna put Visine in his drink before he leaves today.
Oh, that'll give you diarrhea.
But anyway, it really is terrific that he did that. I want to say thank you.
He should make a calendar.
Bob Spiewak. Finally got a chance to take in a little cinema. You know,
were you flying solo?
Yeah, Mrs. O'Meara doesn't like to go to the movies.
Doesn't care for motion pictures.
So, you know, really always spontaneous, always at the last minute, I will pop over and see a movie. And I know these are, at least the way I understand it, these are books that were written for 16-year-old girls, these Hunger Games, but I am in love with the franchise. Oh, that's the
today's
today.
Pinup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You okay with that one, Oscar?
Okay, two thumbs up. And it's in color.
Quite a, she looks like she's ready for some sort of exam.
It looks like maybe she's had a horrible fall.
That's interesting. I think the password of today for HBS's photo of the day is splayed.
Yes, exactly. What a lovely splay.
So I pop in to see The Hunger Games Catching Fire. And, you know, it was weird because when I went into the theater, I had anxiety based on the Alamo Drafthouse. Nobody in this movie theater. Like two other people in this movie theater.
Did you go to the...
I went down right down the street next to where
he
used to work.
To
the
hovel?
No, he went to the nice one.
Oh, the nice one in town.
Yeah, it's fairly nice
theater. The Regal.
You didn't go to the Crack House 14?
No, I didn't go to the Crack House 14. And I walk in there and just a little bit of that anxiety for absolutely no reason. You know, checking my phone, making sure that I won't disturb anybody.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, I'm here to say that franchise really, really works for me, and it works because of Jennifer Lawrence.
Really?
It really...
Not because of Woody Harrelson?
He's great, too. I'm not sure if I'm fine to that little man boy.
Take it easy with calling him great. Well, I'm sure he's passable. He's still Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey are two actors who I used to hate. And as they are growing older, they've got a new series that's coming out that's supposed to be on soon. And they are, to me, their stars are rising.
I've always liked Matthew McConaughey.
They're A-listers, right?
Yeah, they're A-listers. Yeah. And Woody Harrelson does a good job.
But he's still a dick. Thank you for celebrating Earth Day.
Thanks for...
is he a dick?
He's super dick, yeah.
Well, he had that one tape that we played. Did you base it on that?
Yeah, that's all I need.
That's all you base it on.
That's all I need.
You don't really know if he's a dick.
I don't want to say your call letters. Yeah. I'll just say thank you for celebrating Earth Day.
Did you get the audio?
I did not gather that.
Do you know who got it?
I don't.
Okay, so you didn't have a personal experience.
But I do remember
this.
But
he's still a dick.
He's a dick.
The 5-second clip we played on the old Donna
Moore show. Exactly. I don't need any more than that. I'm off on another adventure now.
Oh, my God. White Man Can't Jump?
Let's not use that.
That's a decent movie.
It was.
Yeah, decent is giving it all the best of it.
Decent's the word I would use.
Rosie Perez.
Yeah, hello, Woody. You're going to jump up and down. Come on now.
You know the Rosie Perez movie I like the most?
What's that?
It Could Happen to You. Nobody watched that movie.
Oh, you did love that, though.
It's Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Bridget Fonda.
A lottery ticket based on a true story.
Oh, that's right. I'm the lady with heart. I'm the lady with heart.
So obscure. That is such an obscure reference, I swear to God.
That's fun, though.
But I really enjoyed it. And I think that's it's nice to see the big-time Hollywood franchise movie that delivers. Got a lot of acting along with a lot of the CGI and all that other stuff.
And good story, right? It's good storytelling.
She is just so compelling.
She is.
You see her. She's not only hot, but she's an amazing actress, and she, I'll be honest with you, all by myself in the theater. There's just a couple of those little scenes where... A little verklempt, you know?
Oh,
and it's a total fantasy. And then you got this great actor, Donald Sutherland, who's the big heavy in this. And what
does he show his ass?
What is he, 90 years old now?
No, I bet he's 80, though.
He is still getting it done. He is so great as a bad guy.
Every time I see him, I feel like they've CGI'd him.
Because
I feel like I've seen him on a death roll.
Yeah.
Here and there. I'm like, he's been CGI.
When was Space Cowboys?
That was like 94.
That's 1994.
That's 20 years ago almost.
He was an old man back then, and he's still doing that.
He wasn't young in Animal House.
May the odds be always in your favor.
He wasn't young in Backdraft.
And that was almost 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Was he in Backdraft too?
Yeah.
He was a fire starter. Remember, they went and visited him in jail.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the crazy eyes.
And then you go back to like one of his, maybe his debut film, which was Catch 22.
Oh, that's right.
And also, wasn't he in the original MASH movie?
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't he in that one?
So that would put him at 1970 for MASH.
Yeah, very, very good actor. And just so if you want to go see a movie.
But showed his ass in Animal House and Space Cowboys.
He did show his ass in Animal House. And I think the story about Animal House, they've run that Making of Animal House movie. The story is that, who is the actress that was in the scene with
Karen Black?
Karen
Allen, I'm sorry.
Karen Allen was really freaking out that John Landis wanted to show her ass in the movie. And I think Donald Sutherland kind of came to the rescue and said,
I'll show my ass.
If you do it, I'll do it.
Then
his moment was like the key to the scene, and it kind of took away from the embarrassment of her doing a partial nude
scene.
They
did cut out the fact that Donald Sutherland in that scene had a rager.
With that cardigan sweater
exactly.
on. Where he comes around
the corner. He's reaching for something on the counter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
He reaches up to get the dishes.
I was like,
and everybody did that. Yeah. Everybody, oh, no. I was in the theater.
Yeah, no one expected
that. Was seriously, the reaction was, oh. That was it. It was, oh, God. Donald Sutherland. And even back then, it was Donald Sutherland's ass in 1981.
Yeah, and it was 17 feet high in a movie theater.
It was terrific. So anyway, go see The Hunger Games. It's really worthwhile.
Give it a thumbs up.
And what else did I want to talk about? Are you excited about the new Ginger Alden book that's coming out?
She has a new book coming out? I did not know that.
I am scooping you on an Elvis story?
I can't believe. You know what that means.
I am scooping you on this?
And you know what that means? That means it's got to be unauthorized because Graceland notifies me about stuff like this.
Who's Ginger Alden?
It was Elvis's girlfriend at the end.
Like when he was really drugged up. He's like, I want to introduce my girlfriend, Ginger. There she is, baby.
Stand up, Ginger. There is actually a tape. I'll find it for I'll play it for you sometime. He says, stand up, Ginger. I want you to applaud for my girlfriend. And then he says, turn around, honey. And it's just gross.
Ginger Alden, Elvis Presley's fiance at the time of his death in 1977.
I'm not sure I buy that.
I mean, are you going to read this book?
Oh,
though?
Of course.
Has revealed the cover for her upcoming memoir, Elvis and Ginger, Elvis Presley's fiance and last love. finally tells her story.
Look at her.
And there's the cover.
A great picture.
She looks great.
There it is right there.
And just like all the women he dated, she looks just like Priscilla.
She looks almost exactly eerie. Like Priscilla.
Almost scary. Looks,
Alden's title not only will narrate her relationship with the king in Graceland from when they first met to when he passed away, but also, wasn't she there like at the like when he died?
In bed.
Like they were in bed together.
He left bed to go to the bathroom where he had a reading chair, Mike. And he was reading, and he took his attack.
Actually, that sound probably never came out, Elvis, at the end.
No, not at the end.
He were pretty bound up.
He was. Well, the pills did it. And he fell off the chair, and because he had shag carpeting in the bathroom, he asphyxiated.
And you're going to have the kid that sings Blue Christmas?
Yes, absolutely. Love
did
that.
Did you see that clip yesterday?
No.
That's viral right now. Probably the most viral video.
I was in a black hole of media last night.
You were?
Yeah, I just... was spending time with my chick.
Ah,
how'd that work out?
Not too good.
Rob will have that in the audio ball. It's a kid in Canada. I think he's French-Canadian that actually sings Blue Christmas almost exactly like Elvis does.
His name is David Thibault.
Ginger Alden's book will set the record straight about their bond and rescue the musician from the rumors and tabloid attention in which she found herself surrounded. So
BS. You know what it is? She wanted to write it before. She wanted to write it before she died, but after most of the other people died.
It's
that way there's no
loss.
I think this will be a fun ride.
We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need next. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. SodaStream is the fizziest gift of the holiday season. It's perfect for the whole family and for anyone who enjoys sparkling beverages. You can make a huge variety of sparkling drinks in less than 30 seconds with a SodaStream home soda maker.
I know when you first saw it, Mike, you were suspicious.
Oh, it's amazing.
But it's so cool.
I love it. I use it for doing all my Three Stooges pranks on people.
Oh, you squirt the seltzer at them?
Family favorites like Ocean Spray sparkling cranberry juice drinks or try the SodaStream Happy Hour cocktail mixes like fizzy margarita and cosmopolitan.
Delicious.
Super easy to use. Just fill the bottle with cold water, push the button to carbonate the water, add your choice of flavor, and that's it. Make it the way you like it. You control the flavor. You control the fizz. It's useful. It's fun. It's delicious. SodaStream is truly the perfect holiday gift. Oh, and don't forget to buy one for yourself, too, because it's great for the holiday entertaining. SodaStream costs less than $100 and is available nationwide at Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, Target, Costco, and all of your favorite retailers. Check out SodaStream.com to find stores near you. SodaStream, better bubbles made by you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
House Republicans are rallying behind a modest budget pact that promises to bring a temporary halt to the budget brinksmanship in Washington and ease automatic budget cuts that would otherwise slam the Pentagon and domestic agencies for a second straight year.
Did you say budget brinksmanship?
Brinksmanship. Yeah,
great
that's tough to
writing.
Do.
Great writing. I
appreciate
that.
At the same time, I wrote it this morning.
I know you did.
At the same time, President Barack Obama and Senate Democrats are praising the measure negotiated with House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, who morphed from an uncompromising small government stalwart into a divided Washington deal maker, which is what they all should be.
Right. And he still looks like Eddie Munster, though.
And yesterday on the Hill, John Boehner was actually lambasting some of the right-wing groups that are slamming this deal. Look, the bottom line is, I think, doesn't the whole country feel better when they all get together a little bit?
Yeah.
I think everybody was scared of this brinksmanship.
It is so much better.
So good for them. We'll see if it gets passed. They're going to be voting on it today. The man accused of faking sign interpretation while standing alongside world leaders like Barack Obama at the memorial service for Nelson Mandela said he hallucinated that angels were entering the stadium and that he suffers from schizophrenia and has been violent in the past.
Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah, we talked about him earlier. I think it might be complete crap.
Yeah.
Because I think the guy has done it so long now that I think he does it routinely, and he finally got caught at the biggest venue.
The talented Mr. Ripley?
Yeah.
Did anyone else see angels, or was it just him?
You know, I'm wondering, living in South Africa, and I think he does live in South Africa. I hope he does.
No, he lives in Manassas.
He's from Manassas.
Right off Liberia.
I'd be worried if I was him. They like some swift justice sometimes over there. We'll see what happens.
He might see angels before he knows it.
Newly released federal figures show more people are picking private insurance plans or being routed to Medicaid programs in states with Democratic leaders than there are in Republican states. On one side of the political divide are a dozen mostly Democratic-leaning states, California, Minnesota, New York. They have both expanded Medicaid for lower-income adults and started their own health exchanges for people to shop for federally subsidized insurance. On the other side are two dozen conservative states, which are Texas, Florida, Missouri. They have both rejected Medicaid expansion and refused any role in running an online insurance exchange, leaving that entirely to the federal government.
Well, you know what's good about that is since the federal government has now proven they can't do it, at least the states can't do it either.
Yeah, well, it seems That's to me fair. That these are stories that are being released from the federal government saying it's not our fault.
Right.
And when that happens, I think they're totally
it's their fault.
Screwed.
Yeah, it is.
You never know. You ready for the Golden Globe nominations?
Yes, please.
I could give you all the details on who's going to be the big winner, but we don't really know yet. Best Motion Picture Drama, 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena. Do you know that one?
No.
Philomena.
And
no.
Rush, I know that one.
Sure.
Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, American Hustle. That's one it's on my list. I want to see that.
Now, that hasn't even opened yet.
It
though,
hasn't
has
opened
it?
Yet, but nope. They you know, they sent them out to the committee yeah. or whatever.
Oh, it's the Foreign Journalist, Mike.
The Foreign Press.
The Foreign Press.
Right, look what we have received. Ha. Another DVD.
I shall put this on my large television.
Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy is American Hustle, a movie called Her.
Her?
Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock, Gravity, Judy Dench, Philomena, Emma Thompson, Saving Mr. Banks, another one that hasn't come out yet, Kate Winslet, Labor Day. Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Chiwetel Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave, he's incredible. Idris Elba in Mandela, The Long Walk to Freedom, Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, and Matthew McConaughey in the Dallas Buyers Club.
I actually thought of you when I saw the ad for Nebraska today. You know who's in it? Bruce Dern.
What's Ooh. That special, Rob? Yeah.
Good to know he's still working.
So, Oscar.
Jess?
You have a little trouble with traffic today?
No. I had a problem with my alarm clock. Yes.
Sleeping through your alarm clock. I guess Mr. Gatsby decided he wasn't going to answer the dinner bell today.
Bruce, no. are you ever late?
I'm never late. No, I'm
very prompt.
I'm walking because I won the lottery.
That looks like a good movie, actually.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
I'd like to see what happens with that. All right, let's move along.
Please.
There's really nothing scientific behind this, but whatever. A new study has figured out the names associated with having the most and least sex.
Really?
Yep. Want to guess?
Yeah.
Only one. I've only got two names. A man's name. Actually, a couple of men's names and a couple
Alfred.
Of women's. Alfred is not correct.
No. How about John?
John. Like son? John, son.
John, son.
What about Marge?
No. For men, it's Jack.
Hey, I get half credit because that's short for John.
Yeah, but it doesn't really count. And for women, it's Natalie.
Yeah, it is. Remember, she was on the Facts of Life. Yeah. Mindy Cohn.
I think of Natalie Portman.
Oh.
So Jack and Natalie have the most sex, an average of at least three times a week. Men named Alan.
Hello, D. Hello,
hey,
Em.
I'm really not getting a lot of action.
And women named Jillian average the least sex at once a month or less.
Hey, that's good news. One of Julia's friends is named Jillian. I'm sure her parents will be pleased to hear that.
The study also found 32-year-old men and 28-year-old women report having the most sex.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, you're the closest to 32. Do you think that's true?
It was a good run.
It was.
Yeah, I need to find me a 28-year-old
Would that mean
woman.
That the run is over?
The run is over. I'm in a committed relationship.
That's okay. Right.
Well, it can be with her, too.
Ah, who does that?
Okay.
You're weird, man.
If Why Nadia, am I weird?
If Nadia Suhlman doesn't clean up her act in her Orange County, California home, she may be evicted.
That's the Octomom.
Yeah, her new landlady, Lana El Jor.
Oh, one of yours, Oscar.
I want you to get out.
El Jor sounds like maybe it's an Arab name.
It could be. Could be.
She says she wants the family of 15 to move out by Christmas.
Definitely Hold Latin.
How is it that she has 8 kids? Does she have other kids, too?
I don't know.
Wow.
She says, the landlord, I have had problems refinancing the building myself because of her. That's one of the things why we have to ask her to leave. The bank refused to support the loan. She is said to have left her houses abused and everything and worried the bank.
Worried the bank?
Yes. In the state of California, a tenant's landlord must give him or her a 3, 30, 60, or 90-day eviction notice. It is unclear if El Jor has already given Suhlman an eviction notice or is merely planning to do so.
Well, you know what? It's good that it's in the news.
Yes, yeah. It's in my news. And now a little something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a coffee place in Nice, France called Petite Serra. And they just launched a new pricing plan.
All right.
I kind of like this. The price of your coffee depends on how polite you are. And since it's in France, they'll probably make a fortune of the rudeness.
Yeah, well, they love to be rude.
Here is the pricing scheme.
Okay, it's in Nice, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If you say, hello, hello, one coffee, please, you pay $1.95.
All right, reasonable.
If you say one coffee, please, you pay $5.85.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. And finally, if you just say one coffee, you pay $9.65.
Oh, wow. I like that.
A guy named Fabrice Pepino. Hello, I'm Fabrice Pepino.
Hi, Fabrice.
And I own the place. He says it started out as a joke, but it's already had a big impact on people's politeness. A $10 cup of coffee will do that to you, I guess. Huh?
Yes. Oh, Fabrice.
But what do I do if I want tea or a croissant? We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Audio Vault with Rob Spivak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. I skipped something somewhere here, that's for sure. I did. Christmas time is here, and it's a great time to change up your look for the holidays. Just switching out your glasses can give you a fresh new look for all of your holiday events. It's on my list. I got to do that.
Yeah.
And I know just how you can do it. Go to aclens.com.
The best.
It's easy. It's convenient because they're online, and it's going to save you money because they're offering 20% off all orders right now.
When?
They have award right now.
Okay.
They have award-winning customer service, free shipping, and fast delivery. Plus, they sell every contact lens available in the USA. Sunglasses make a great gift, and aclens.com offers a wide variety of brands from the well-known, like Ray-Ban and Oakley, and up-and-comers like Superdry, Zubug, and Proof. You can't go wrong because every purchase at AC Lens has a 365-day guarantee, and every purchase is secure. Order online or call 888-248-LENS for style you can afford and quality you can see. Remember, 20% off all orders and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses. Free returns on everything. Go to aclens.com, click on the microphone, and enter the promo code TMOS20. That's promo code TMOS20. Some exemptions apply. See site for details. Let's open up the audio vault. Oh, we got to do that now.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
It's our sixth winner in the 12 days of fruitcake, Oscar.
We're halfway through.
Yeah, beware. Mike's touching the phone again.
No, it'll be fine.
This letter comes in from Rochester.
Rochester.
New York. I sit poised at the keyboard waiting for the words, waiting for the inspiration.
Oh,
the great American novel will henceforth come.
What?
But then again, no. What to write? What to create? What word smithery to be had on this day? None.
Oh,
none last. For my belly aches. It churns in an utter boredom. Cookies and pie, these things I do not want. Pudding I have no pining for.
Didn't I say 50 words or less?
But fruitcake, ah, fruitcake. Hang your gingerbread man, for 'tis the season of fruitcake. Fruitcake born of Spivak.
Oh, yes.
Ham hands touched by angels as they shape this golden loaf. Oh, to have one Christmas wish, a satiated breadbasket, an end to these hunger games, a fruitcake on my doorstep, un Navidad muy feliz. A Christmas miracle indeed. Fruitcake du Rob. Wilt thou be mine?
Well,
let's
will.
Call this guy. I
do you think
this.
He's going to answer today, Oscar?
Yes.
You know what? I got some really nice messages last night. The winners up to now, the five winners leading up, they are actually making charitable donations
cool.
This Christmas time. And that's what we asked.
That was one of the most
that's from Scott.
Creative letters we've had.
Scott Fien.
So far, yeah. Fien?
Very funny from Rochester, New York.
You
let's
Fien?
See if Scott Fien is home.
Scott.
Maybe
Scott.
He's writing another letter to like the Ellen contest.
Don't let us down, Scott.
Hey, did you win anything from Ellen?
Could be no. More disappointing.
She whored me.
She always does.
That bitch.
Fruitcake hotline.
Yay! We love it when people answer the phones as little things that mean a lot to us.
Attaboy, Scott. Great letter and congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
You know,
made my day.
The best we've read yet.
Yeah.
Seriously, the funniest one we have read, and I'm so glad you were able to answer the phone because the fruitcake, my boy, is coming your way.
Oh, thank you, guys. Awesome, awesome. Merry Christmas.
Merry
to you
Christmas
all.
To you. You
Merry
rock,
Christmas,
Scott.
Buddy.
And Rob has got the address. I'm handing it to him right now.
Thank you very much. It'll mail tomorrow.
That goes out tomorrow. Enjoy your fruitcake, Scott, and keep up the good writing, okay?
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's Scott Fien, everybody. That's
awesome. That went
awesome.
Very well. I like that.
I already opened up the audio vault for
you
today,
did.
So rock and roll.
You know what? I love jingles, as you know. We already yelled about jingles in the part of the show earlier, but here's a French jingle, Mike.
At Québec. 102.1.
As you know, it's CKOI 102 FM in Quebec.
You know, got to give credit where credit is due to Oscar's favorite Trip Affleck.
Yes.
Who posted this yesterday before... most people even knew it was going on. It went viral.
It
big
broke
story
big
today.
At like 8 o'clock last night. It was all over Facebook, and it was on the morning news today.
And what it is just an example of somebody who does an amazing job of singing. The kid is a very talented, great voice kid.
Yeah.
Sounds like Elvis, but then just the whole French-Canadian thing, somehow, because we're stupid and we laugh at people that talk different,
for example, like
it makes
this,
you laugh.
Like this
David Thibault de Saint-Raymond-de-Portneuf va nous interpréter donc.
They have a different word for everything.
Right.
But his name is David Thibault, I think, or Thibault, and he's 16 years old. He plays guitar. He plays his own guitar, plays very well. Here's his version of Blue Christmas as done by Elvis.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
16 years old.
And a young 16, a little kid. You wouldn't expect this voice to come out of him.
So blue.
I love you talking about how he learned the song.
It's phonetically. To my ear, it almost has to be a phonetic memorization because, listen. He really takes the Elvis accent to the next level as a phonetic pronunciation. He's like, decoration.
Won't be the same day.
But anyway, I'd like to see where this guy goes next because he's got a voice.
He does have a voice, and I wonder if he... You've got some very, very heavy French-Canadians up there that really don't speak a lot of English. There are areas of French Canada, it's where my grandfather's from, where you don't speak that. And I wonder, you know, I was just curious if he does have a little English. They learn it up there, I think.
You have to, yeah.
But then you've got, like, Celine Dion, who speaks pretty good English, but you could still tell that she is French-Canadian.
Young kid.
Yeah, he is 16. Cool. Anyway, congratulations to him for burning up the internet. All Christmas music is not that appealing, though. I don't understand why this is so popular. This comes from the Mandarin area of China.
Okay.
And if you know the words, I invite you to sing along. I think you'll recognize the melody. So please, Mike, in your best big voice.
Which is strange because they're Buddhists.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, for the majority of that country.
I just realized I don't have to use the explosion anymore.
Oh, you have the gong.
Thanks, Cappy Pfeiffer.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. That's terrific.
From the Suzuki Music Company.
The Suzuki Music.
All right,
we'll never forget that.
Teased this earlier. Jimmy Kimmel, this is the sign language man from the Mandela celebration. This is what he was actually signing. This is a real sign language guy interpreting it, and it doesn't make any sense at all.
I support basic salutations here. Salutations. Inside joining in this week's cigarette, inside to prove and on to support, I would please to say from me to you. Talking to you so far.
Is he even attempting to make sense?
It's complete gibberish.
Okay, all right, well, we have one more.
We applaud you and thank you for that.
Hello, welcome so far. Well, cigarette join. Bringing in different to you. A circle. And I would like to pray this offering. Basically, this is fun. All of these balls to prove this is good. I'm sorry.
So can you imagine if you're
a brilliant take on it. Nobody had that idea.
If you're a deaf person in South Africa and you go to this celebration for the greatest leader your land has ever known and you look up there and you say, what the hell is he saying?
Oh, my God. But Jimmy Kimmel, man, I couldn't have thought of that. That's just brilliant. He's got a great writing staff. He really does.
So great. I close with this. Are you familiar when I say the name Thurl Ravenscroft?
No.
He was the voice of Tony the Tiger. He did a lot of cartoon voiceover, but he's also the voice on this. It is the Matt Bloom commercial of yesteryear of the day.
Okay.
This is a Christmas commercial. Santa Claus's voice is done by Thurl, and it's for Camel cigarettes.
Oh, cartons of Camels are sure to please. Besides, they look so handsome under Christmas trees. So easy to give, so good to get. Give Camels, the nation's favorite cigarette. Ho, ho, ho. It's gift-packed, ready to give, with a space for your greeting.
So Camel actually had a Merry Christmas carton where you could write to Dad from Mom or whatever.
Give cigarettes.
Yeah, for the good gift of cigarettes, the taste of nicotine for Matt Bloom.
All right.
That's your magic audio, Walt. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. We will see you on Monday. Rob's taking a well-deserved day off tomorrow. It'll be
It'll
be a grudge match tomorrow.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a fist fight
You
tomorrow.
Two play nice.
Maybe we can grow closer.
Let's start
anyway,
early.
I want to remind everybody.
Yeah, 8 a.m.
early. Now's the time to get your bonus package for calendar year 2014. One simple click of your mouse, you can have access to every bonus show next year. You're doing an okay job with our bonus shows.
Try harder.
Just a little bit. We'd like to give you access to the entire bonus show anthology. It's only $69.99. That's the most bang for your buck in the TMOS Entertainment buck. You save over 25% with a yearly subscription. Of course, you can still subscribe monthly with a $6.99 charge or order episodes a la carte for only $1.99 each. And Pony will help you send the Mike O'Mara bonus catalog to your special one during the holidays.
Attaboy, Matthew.
So make sure you do that today. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and check it all out. Have a great one. We will see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey. Before you go, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows. Or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Now beat it.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.